Hey, 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 this is Kaya Gamble, and you are listening to Music's Journey Podcast with my friend, Kim Sear. You set my heart on fire, don't know how I could get much higher. I put on my chips and think I win. Don't know what life is, but baby, I'm in it. Ooh, oh, I'm in it. Ooh, oh, I'm in it.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single, I'm In It, by pop artist Kaya Gamble. Her music has been described as a beacon of light containing an undeniable message of empowerment, positivity, and hope. Kaya is what I refer to as the little ball of dynamite with that deeply soulful voice and her wisdom beyond her years. She is so talented as a young artist. Kaya is an aspiring singer-songwriter on the track to become one of Canada's emerging artists to watch. Here to talk about her new single and all of the incredible things that she's got going on this year is pop artist, singer-songwriter, Kaya Gamble. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Oh my gosh, when I found out that I was doing an interview with you, it's like, oh my gosh, yay, Kim!
God love you.
How are you?
I'm good, how about you?
I'm good, yeah.
Man, you've had a lot going on.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, you know what, though, you deserve it. I've been keeping tabs on you since I had you on the show earlier this year.
Oh, really? Thank you.
So proud of you. So proud of you. You have done some incredible things, but you've worked really hard for this. Really hard for this.
I have, yeah. I've been working at it consistently for, 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I forget, I got to congratulate you and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
What a big day for you yesterday. That was, like, pretty awesome.
I know, it's crazy, especially considering, you know, I mean, it might not be a big step for some, but between 13 and 14 and 15, 16, that's like a big jump in terms of having your music and your career taken more seriously, and the ageism being less, because there is some that I've experienced. So it was just a big moment, and not only that, but Speak Out turning one. It was just it's a great day.
Oh,
but
yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, because I wanted to get into that a little bit, and you'll see us talk about that in a little bit, just because of your age and that stigma that goes with that and people not taking you seriously. You have worked so hard, so we'll get into that in the conversations. Incredible song, amazing message that you have delivered with I'm In It. You know what? You're just kicking it. You are kicking it so hard. Really great song.
Oh, thank you. I mean, when I came back on the show, I was like, how am I supposed to compete? Because, you know, when I was on with you last, you were just saying how much Speak Out meant to you. So I'm really glad you loved I'm In It as well.
It just shows how much you're evolving and how much you're changing as a singer-songwriter. It's only going to get even better. And that's hard to imagine because you're right up there with a lot of the best pop artists out there and what they're writing. You know, you're right on cue with it. So you are doing amazing.
Thank you. Oh, Kim, again, you have no idea how much that means to me. So thank you so much again.
Well, I'm sure all the fans are out there too and taking a look at, you know, how old you are for sure. And looking at what you've accomplished though. But what they don't realize is the hours and hours and hours you spend writing. And what it takes for you to put on like a 10, 12 song show. That, the dedication you have, you take your songwriting very seriously and you are so talented already. And the more and more you write, the better those feelings are going to come out. But you really write from the heart, and that's what's really important.
I'm glad that resonates because I do. I do write from the heart, and I do really put my all into every song that I write. And, you know, even if it's like super terrible, I still try to finish it. But I'm really glad that resonates. So again, that means so much. Thank you for saying that, Kim. And I'm so excited. I know. I can't believe I'm talking to you again. It feels like yesterday we were talking about Speak Out.
It's like, what? I know. It's like the months have flown by.
Lots has changed for good and for not so good, but mostly for good.
There's always hurdles, right? In this business, there's always hurdles and you're going to hit them along the way. But you know what? You keep your head grounded and you just believe in yourself and you just stick with what you know best. And that's writing from the heart, and you can't go wrong. And you've got a great team around you right now too, which is really good.
I do. Yes, I'm really grateful to have just an amazing team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can't get any better. Bill Miller, and you've got so many great people that are working with you in production, and you've been working with OCL Studios as well.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any better, and you've got some great support with artists around you that recognize how talented you are. So believe in that stuff and believe what you're hearing, because you know I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you, Kim. And I'm one of yours, too. Listen to Music's Journey all the time.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's really nice to hear. Really nice to hear. Mm-hmm. Now, you co-wrote this brand new song with two pretty incredible artists. And mm-hmm. Annika is one of my favorite female artists on Canadian radio today. She is super talented, but she's got such an incredible vocal skill and just an amazing, amazing artist. And her husband, Juno Award-winning producer. So you've been working with Spencer Chin, and you've also been working with Justin Cutting. Tell us about that.
Honestly, it's surreal to me because I think how this all started was I performed with Brett Kissel,
mm-hmm.
And Justin and Spencer are part of his band. I gave my card to Justin one day and said, you know, if you ever want to, we didn't really know each other as well as we know each other now. And then COVID hit and he called me up on the phone and said, hey, I found your card when I was organizing. Do you want to get together and talk with Spencer and put something together? And I said on the other show, so like, yes, of course I do. I really want to go into the studio. And I've just been working with them ever since. They've not only grown to be my producers, but they've grown to be really dear, close people in my life and close people in my family's lives. And that's how I was introduced to Annika, of course, because Spencer and Annika are married. So when Spencer, you know, offered to, do you want to come over to our house and we'll write something again, I was like,
so
yes,
cool.
Of course. And, I think it was really when I got there, I just realized how incredible of writers I was sitting in a room with. It was honestly, I think there were some moments where my mind just like went blank because I was with these exceptional, exceptional writers. But that day, I remember it like no other really, because we came away after 2 hours and had written this song. But I couldn't stop listening to the demo. And normally I'm so critical of my voice. I'm mm-hmm. so critical of my writing. But the fact that I could just keep listening to it over and over, I thought, okay, I think we got to take this. I think we got to actually take this into the studio. And it's a song that really reflects, you know, me as a person,
mm-hmm.
because I try to be as positive as I can in every situation. Of course, we all have our hurdles, like you said, but I am a relatively positive person and try to empower as many people as I can through, you know, charity work and through music. So we wrote this song. And what else was really exciting was when we were writing it, you know, it was my first time writing with them. I had had a fantastic week in particular, and I had just found out they were pregnant with their first ever baby. So I think the idea of firsts and love was mm-hmm. definitely in the air. But to answer your question, it's just been remarkable being able to work with Annika and Spencer and Justin, and just to see not only how they can be such talented and dedicated musicians, but also such humble and generous and giving and kind human beings as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they know talent when they see it. Annika is one of the best. She is one of the best.
She is, really.
And same thing with her husband and Justin as well. To sit down in a room with them, sometimes it's better not to know how important they are. So your nerves don't get a hold of you going into something like that. But as you start evolving, you know, you're going to go mm-hmm. through those times where it's going to hit you, where you weren't as nervous when you were, you know, younger, when you first started out in the music industry, because you started out so mm-hmm. young, and to where you are now, because you're more in tune with everything that's going around you, because you're developing mm-hmm. into such an amazing young woman. And to go through everything that you've gone through, see what you've seen and hear the stories that you've heard, it's pretty, pretty incredible. But you know what? As I said, you're going to hit those moments, but you're just going to remember, who have I sat in the room with already? So I can do this.
Well, I mean, it's certainly something that I look upon. Like I look back when I'm in a struggling place, or I'm, you know, have writer's block or something, I'll look back and say, okay, if you can, you know, perform with Brett Kissel, if you can so-and-so, if you can reach 20,000 streams on iMinute, whatever you want to say, I'm at 25,000 now, but you go look back on your previous milestones as motivation. Exactly. I think that's something that's really important, especially in this industry when not everything necessarily is performing and writing, and there's a lot of business to it that can sometimes be overwhelming. But like you said, it's really great to look upon, you know, who you've worked with and the team you have around you. And even if you don't have an extensive team, just to look upon the support that you have, whether it's your family or your friends, I think that's just really important. And I'm really grateful to have you as someone in my life as well, Kim.
Always. And just to remember too, always stay to the fact that you're doing what you love and do it only for that. If you do it for that and you keep that in mind, all that pressure isn't going to amount as much. And, you know, you'll be able to step away from all of that and remember the whole reasons why you started writing in the first place. And it was just the love of music and hoping that somebody gets a positive message out of it. And that's it. Put that song away, move on. That's how you have to keep working at it. And you'll get that. And you've got a great team that's going to help advise you around that. Haley, too. She'd let you know that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I'm so proud of you. You are a force to be reckoned with in this music industry. And I don't think you really realize that.
I'm not sure I've come to terms with it fully.
I'll keep reminding you.
I guess I just see myself as someone who, as an artist, who just loves what she does. Like you said, when it comes down to just doing what you love, it's like you don't work a day in your life. But yeah, I guess I'm still technically, you know, an emerging artist. So thinking about the impact I've already made can sometimes be, So I'm still kind of grasping the impact that I've already had. Not to be like cocky or anything by any means, but yeah.
Well, you're honing your skills, right? You're being, you want to tap in. That's the whole point to the reasons why so many people have noticed you, including myself, is because you take a look at the music and you want it to resonate. You connect, and that's the most important thing. You connect with your own lyrics, and that is, that's why people believe you're a great storyteller, and you emote all of that feeling and all of that vulnerability. And it's hard to do that. You know, it's really hard to open up like that, because you're going to start seeing so much in this world. And staying vulnerable is the place you need to be. You got to be able to feel in order to produce and to be able to see your successes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we got to fail so many times in order to be even appreciate the good stuff, right? And just always remember that. I'll always remind you. It's all good.
Thank you. And yeah, I mean, I definitely... I'll always get reminded of that, because being vulnerable, especially in music, is honestly like it's a formula for success. Because when you're vulnerable and you go inside yourself, in your heart, then everybody else can feel that, and then they resonate with it, and then they are willing to keep supporting, because they know that you're, it's like you're making them feel special in a way, because you're sharing a little piece of yourself that normally no one else would get, right? And I think that's why so many artists nowadays, like the Olivia Rodrigos of the world, are so successful, because she's so vulnerable in her songs. But yeah, I'll always appreciate the reminder.
You're gonna go through those. You're gonna go through those stages, and just being able to open up. It's like a diary, a personal diary for you. You're given like snippets of time in your life, and if you stay true to what you're going through in the moment, your lyrics are always going to be there. Every time. And you just
definitely
talk about how you feel, and you're going to do great. I wanted to talk about the age thing, as we just tipped on in the beginning of this, and I'm sure you hear it all the time, you know, people really focusing on how old you are, and you know, saying, okay, you know, she's, well, we'll hear from her in a few years. No, you are so talented, and you are so incredible right now. And you've got a good head on your shoulders. You're very grounded. You know what you're looking for. You know the kind of music that you write. And you know, to spend the amount of time, you said this earlier, just here, right now, what your lyrics mean to you and being so critical of your own work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's that artistry in you, and that's that creativity. And you are so good at what you do, but you spend hours and hours and hours preparing for that show. You spent a whole year preparing for the show that you just had a few weeks ago. And it's so important that, you know, people recognize that. And I think that's why you're taking everybody by surprise, because you're already that grounded. And that's pretty incredible.
Well, first of all, again, thank you so much. Because, yeah, it's when you work so hard at something that you love and get, I mean, recognition isn't obviously why I do it, but it's just, it's really nice to hear, especially. So thank you.
You're using that platform to make a difference. You know, you write and you're, as I said, when you're writing, it's important to you what the lyrics mean, making sure that you connect with them. You're making sure that, you know what, fans are going to be able to create their own stories. They might not, you might be writing for a reason for yourself that might be completely different than what somebody else has picked up from that song. And that's the beauty. Is, you know, words can, just one paragraph can change a life. And you've already been told that, you know, with the speaking out, that was just an incredible, incredible opportunity for you to be able to speak out for the words that meant something to you and speak out for those lyrics that so many people connected to. And I was one of them. It was really, really important to me. So you've done an amazing thing. That intimacy with the lyrics is beautiful, and you connect with every song you're writing. So I am so proud of you.
Well, just like shooting compliments. Thank you. this is making my day, really, because all I want as a songwriter and a singer is to connect people with emotions, to connect people with parts of themselves that maybe they lost contact with, to make people just, because there's so much, you know,
heaviness,
materialistic things in the world right now. So just to be able to connect to the things that matter is really important. So the fact that, you know, why not use music as a platform to help raise money for organizations, to help spread some positivity, to help people connect to their emotions, you know, a wide range of emotions, not even just, you know, the uplifting side, but also the sadder stuff and the more like angry.
Well, and being able to talk about that stuff, being able to talk about the hard stuff, right? And you know, because people need to know that that's okay. And that's what we're seeing so much with the artists that are coming out. And same thing with yourself. You're gonna start talking about stuff that's really difficult in your life, and having that vulnerability allows other fans and people to say, you know what, that person is like, they're reading right into my soul, you know, what I'm dealing with right now. And that can be a changing point, a pivotal point in somebody's life.
I've experienced it with other artists, listening to other artists' music, and completely, like, again, having that pivotal moment. So, yeah, I mean, music is such just a powerful and healing thing. So to be able to talk to people that way, say things you normally wouldn't say with words, and also just say, it's okay to be human. It's okay to have these emotions. This is what I'm going through. Let's all go through it together. It's powerful. It's really powerful.
And it's touching people.
I'm so grateful.
Touching people all around the world too, with the digital streaming platforms, you're able to reach so many people where you wouldn't have been able to before. Yeah, so it's just really cool to see. We're talking about that vulnerability when it comes to being able to write from the heart and being able to change some lives out there. And we're talking about the digital streaming platform and how it's really benefited artists like yourself.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, I was even looking at my Spotify before we came on and found out that most of my listeners, most of them are from the U.S., mostly in Chicago, which is crazy. Wow. I've never been to Chicago, but I've always, you know, related to that city. Half of my Instagram following is from Brazil. I've had, you know, half of it's like from Brazil, and then half of it's in the Philippines, and then there's a small percentage that's in Canada and the U.S., and then in Britain. It's just crazy.
I know, it's
how,
the same here. It's the same here.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy how we can just connect to people across the world. And I think that's the positive of online, of the whole online world and phones and technology, is that we can connect to people that we never would have ever been able to connect with before. So now, I mean, I always
and your
love
playlists
to
too
myself.
Your playlists, you know, because people that are sharing your songs, there might be somebody that's, you know, in Africa that might turn around and listen to that particular playlist from somebody and discover your music. So it's not just them tapping into you, it's just it's them tapping into other playlists that have your songs
on
there.
I love that too.
Yeah, it's like very, very cool. Let's talk about your new single. Let's talk about that, because this one is talking about falling in love, you know, for the very first time, and showcasing that emotional capability that you have, that vulnerability in your vocals. That's what I really loved about this song, because you could feel that emotion in your vocal delivery. It's really, really good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So talk to us about writing this one. And I know that you, we talked about it earlier, about writing it with Annika, but talk about what it meant to you once you heard the song's final production.
Yes, great question. So like I said, I loved this song from the very beginning. And, you know, just from the demo to when we finished it. And what was really different about I'm In It's recording process to Speak Out was with Speak Out, I said to the boy, to Justin and Spencer, here's sort of the vision for the song. So they went away and they brought back with the backtrack. It was exactly what I wanted. I sang vocals. They went away, tweaked it, came back, sang backgrounds. So like over 3 months, we were probably in the studio once, you know, once a month for about 3 months. And they were, I did my part. They did theirs. But what was really cool about I'm In It was I actually said, I'd love to actually be in the studio to watch, you know, the musicians play on the track. I'd love to be in the studio to be able to contribute to the sounds that are put into everything. And really,
look
not
at
only
you
be
with that producer
part,
hat on. Look at you.
I know. Well, I've always just been so interested in all the little things that make a song what it is. And I wanted to learn more about it. I still got a long way to go, but
hey,
it's really cool to actually be a part of that process and be able to pick voicings. You know, Brendan Waters, who's absolutely fantastic, he played keys on the song, and then Sam Coulson, who I adore so much, played guitar, and then Justin played bass, of course. So just to be able to watch these amazing musicians work their magic was inspiring and amazing. And when it came to my turn to record the vocals, I was so inspired by what I was seeing in the other side of the control, in the control room. So honestly, when I heard the final, you know, every time we got a version back, you know, the whole family would come together and we put it on the speaker and we'd dance around in the house to the song just because we just loved it so much. And to hear the final version was honestly unreal, because I, again, I listened to it all the time. So when it came out on the 5th, I was like, this is crazy. It's out there. It honestly,
I know how much you were waiting. I know you were just like biting at the bit to let it out, because when you were texting me going, it's coming, it's coming.
I know, it was just crazy, because again, I mean, this was a long process too. It was over many months this song was made. We were in the studio for a week when we recorded it, and then a couple months went by of tweaking and everything. So it had been a long wait to get it out to the world, but I'm so happy, because, you know, again, this is a very vulnerable topic about falling in love in general, but falling in love for the first time is sort of something where you don't really know what you're doing, but you're all in. So, but I'm just so grateful I let my fears not get ahead of me and release the song, and also actually, you know, speaked out. I mean, I don't know. I think it's spoke out. I don't know. Grammar.
I said it earlier. I'm saying speaking out, and it should have been, you know, speak out.
I was able to speak out and be able to go in the studio to actually watch these musicians do their thing and contribute to that part of everything. So it was an amazing process. And I think also what the process reflected on the song was everyone was just so positive. Everyone was just so happy. Despite us all being in masks in the control room, you could see everyone's eyes, smiling through their eyes. And I think that really reflects just on everyone really loving this song and loving creating it and being a part of it. And I think that's why I think it really reflects on the song and where it is at right now on all digital streaming platforms.
It's doing really, really well. We're going to play this one right now. The new single is I'm In It by Canadian pop artist, singer-songwriter Kaya Gamble here on Music's Journey.
I was always a dreamer, just never was a believer. Happy endings were never really meant for me. I know that I'm not a princess, but I couldn't care less. 'Cause you showed me I don't need a white horse. Fairy tales aren't what they see. 'Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands of time. I was looking for it, but I was so blind, and I ain't gonna question why. Just live in the moment. Give you my heart if you'll hold it. And it might not last, but I like falling fast. Something about you just feels right. 'Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands of time. I was looking for it, but I was so blind, and I ain't gonna question why.
The new single I'm In It by pop sensation Kaya Gamble. She is well beyond her years with this one, with the upbeat track, with this catchy melody and that rich piano. I absolutely love this song. Really great job. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Really great job.
Thank you, Kim. Again, honestly, any feedback that I get from anyone out there, it just means the world to me, because the biggest compliment you can have as an artist is to have your song touch somebody's heart, touch somebody's soul, even if just in a minor way, 4 minutes, just make people forget about everything and just be engulfed in the music. It means the world. So thank you again. Thank you.
I think that, you know, just the positive messages and just being reminded of what it feels like to fall in love to begin with, and just remembering that's, we all come from the same place. Doesn't matter what age group we are. You could be starting out, you know, at a young age, but at the end of all of this, take everything else away, all the materialistic stuff, all the accomplishments and everything else. The one thing that means the most is just love. It's just that need for that human connection and to have that partner in your life that, you know, is there as you ride and die. And, you know, that person is there as a friend as well as the most important person in your life. We all have that need. No matter what, when we strip everything else away, I don't care if you're male or female, I don't care if you're the top CEO of a company, we all crave that. And that's what we take with us at the very end. Nothing else matters. You can't take any of that stuff with you, your money or your material stuff, your jobs, none of that. It's all based on who you connected with. And that's why so many people are going to connect with the song, regardless to what age they are.
Oh, well, there's this quote that came to mind, because I love quotes, while you were talking. And it's, you know, if you enter this world knowing you're loved and leave the world knowing the same, then everything else in between can be dealt with. I don't know if that's the exact wording, but it's from Michael Jackson. And again, just love and connection is the most important thing in life. So I'm really glad that I can do that, you know, be able to connect people. Or not me, but I can
your lyrics and your feelings, you know, people can relate to. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about you taking that love just a little bit further. Okay. And this is what you've been doing all along. And that's why we love you so much. You have a special connection with the healthcare frontline workers. And we both, like, we know that your parents have contributed so much. But tell us about your amazing parents and creating Kai Alive and how special of a concert this was for you.
Yes. So both of my parents are, I like to call them my pandemic parents. both of them are frontline healthcare workers. My dad was a Stars Air ambulance pilot. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she's an ER physician. And, you know, Stars is our air rescue service here in Alberta, here in Calgary. So especially in the early stages of COVID, just watching them walk out the door every day was really stressful for me and for my sister. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine how stressful it was for them as well. Mm-hmm. Just walking into this burning building and you have no idea what's happening. Not literally, but you know what I mean.
Oh yeah. Cause they don't know. They don't know how, you know, like they're dealing with a disease a virus that they had never dealt with before. And still, you know, what's going on with it. So to walk into that is a fear of a different level. And probably the first time really, I would think for both your parents that they were really afraid, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Feeling that kind of fear is not something that you would feel as a doctor normally. You'd feel for your patients, but, you know, this is on the opposite end of the spectrum for them. And, you know, to walk into that every day must have been nerve-wracking, and knowing that they got, you know, kids at home, right?
You know what? And that's why I decided that I wanted to try and spread some positivity to them, to their colleagues, and to really everybody, because no one's been spared by this pandemic, whether it's been mentally, physically, emotionally.
Every aspect,
everyone's been touched somehow by this phenomenon. So that's how the concept of Kai Alive was created. You know, it is an online benefit concert all about spreading love, positivity, and awareness for three amazing organizations, two in Canada and one over in Australia, actually. So this show has meant so much to me, because, and so much to my family, and so much to really everyone who's been affected, everyone who's been a part of this show, because it has taken a mini village.
Well, it's been a year in prep for this, and it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, that been putting into something like this, and to be broadcasted the way that it was too. I've been there. I've done a lot of shows that I've been front end, and it was my baby. I created them, and we would be out in what we would film in Newmarket, and then we would film in Toronto when we did our second date, and then we would have it streamed live in Halifax, Montreal, and out in Calgary. And I know the work it takes. I know the work it takes.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned it's your baby, like, I literally felt the same way, because in May, when it was supposed to happen and then COVID shut us down, ultimately was the right thing to do, but I like to call it the Braxton Hicks.
True. Like that's a good way
fake
to put
contraction.
It.
I don't know anything about giving birth, but and then, you know, it happened on November 20th, which was insane, and it's actually still available to watch.
I was
going to
ask you about that,
awesome.
If they can still watch it, because I went to click on it earlier today and I wasn't able to do that, so I wondered whether or not it was still available for everybody to see.
No, yes, you can still watch the concert. I guess the best way to access the link is either you can go to my YouTube channel, which is just Kaya Gamble, my name, K-A-I-Y-A, and then Gamble like Vegas, or you can go to kayalive.com, and there'll be a little YouTube button you can click as well. But I mean, we decided to keep it up afterwards because I know so many people are, you know, shift workers, or I know that you had some personal stuff going on. So, you know, I just wanted to keep it up so as many people could watch it to their heart's desire or whenever they were able to, because I really wanted to spread some positivity through music, because music is just such a healing thing, and why not, right?
You also filmed this one with Production World in Edmonton, Alberta, and you were joined by some pretty special band members. Tell us about that.
Yes. So after the concert got postponed in May, we decided, all right, we're doing this on November 20th because we're doing it. Like, there's no way that we're letting this slide. And then we said, but we're going to pre-record it so that we can't get shut down again. Say the COVID restrictions change, you're no longer allowed to do indoor performances, then no worries. We did it when it was safe to do it and the restrictions were eased and you could do indoor performances. So we went up to Production World when it was safe to do so, and we got to record the concert up there with these amazing band members that I was just so grateful to be joined by. You know, Brennan Wall was on electric guitar and acoustic guitar, Justin Cutting on bass, Greg Pretty Williamson cool. on drums, and then Brendan Waters on keyboards. And everybody in that band had once, you know, played with Kissel, and some really prominent people. And again, like I said, with everyone I've been able to work with so far, they're not only so darn talented, but they're also just such genuine humans and so positive. So to be able to work with them and all the guys at Production World, who are just amazing, was really an honor, truly.
All of us are honored, you know, just to see and watch what you're capable of and where your heart is and how much you continually give back to everyone. You know, everything that you receive, you're giving back tenfold. And that's pretty amazing. I really respect your work ethics. I really respect what you do with your platform. And you're constantly thinking of other people. And that's an amazing trait to have. So don't ever lose that. And that's why you have so many artists that are right behind you going, man, you know what? She's just pretty incredible, heart and soul, not just talented. So very well done. That show, I've heard such great things about it. I can't wait to watch it myself. I haven't been able to do that yet. And, you know, God love you, my friend. God love you.
Are you trying to make me cry here, Kim? Like,
don't start. You're going to make me cry. So don't do it. Don't you do it. God. Okay, so let's talk about what it feels like to have the music industry respect what you're doing. It's one thing to have your fans, but to now have that respect from your peers, that's pretty special.
It is, really. Especially considering, you know, I've been working at this craft, you know, since I was 10, and I just turned 15 yesterday. So it's been, it'll be almost 6 years. Anyways, 9.5. So it's, I don't really know, but I don't have math this semester. So I think my brain's a little,
I don't want to think about math is what you're saying. I really don't want to think about math.
Exactly. Anyways, I've been working at this for a long time just because I love it so much. So to be able to be well respected by such amazing people is truly an honor. And I'm so humbled each day, especially considering I have experienced, you know, forms of ageism in music, especially when I was younger. It was really hard for me to be taken serious as an artist. So to be able to have that means the world to me, just because I can really connect with people through my music, with the help of the music industry. So I've just been so grateful to have been really welcomed in with open arms by many artists and by many industry professionals. You know, it's just, I've been so grateful and so humbled, really, truly.
Now, when we're talking about what you've been able to do, playing live, you know, being able to do this internationally, And, you know, with your award-winning single, Speak Out, as well as your brand new one, And I'm In It, and have all the peers watch the show, because you've had so many people commenting on it and so many people so happy for you. And see, that kind of performance is pretty darn cool.
Well, it really is. It really is, especially because, you know, this show has been literally my life for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Now that it's over, I'm like, what do I do now?
Well, you got the holidays to look forward to.
I know. We got the Christmas season, the holidays, which I'm so excited for. Mm-hmm. We've got Christmas vinyls playing in the house, and our tree is up, which is just awesome. But back to the concert, because I could talk about Christmas all, you know, day long. It's just been honestly remarkable, not only for me, but for these organizations and for these everyone who's been a part of this, you know, all the guys in production world, the band, really everyone who's behind the scenes, because there is a lot of people who really helped to make this concert what it was. So just on behalf of everybody, just thank you for watching. Thank you to everyone who's watched, and especially for the not only for the fans, but the industry people as well, for taking the time to watch the show. It honestly means so much to me, but to especially as well to these organizations who have just been so thrilled with the way this concert has played out in terms of raising awareness for them.
Nice. Very, very nice. Now we're going to talk about, I want to bring up the second song that I want to play here, because we want to bring it back out. Okay. Mm-hmm. You released it earlier this year, but it's such an important song. And talk about writing Speak Out.
Yes. So I wrote Speak Out a couple of years ago from a dream I had, actually, about two people, I didn't know them, who felt something for each other, but were afraid to speak out because of the answer they'd get back. So I just remember, you know, running down the stairs to write the idea down, fast forward, and Speak Out was born. You know, it's a song about courage. It's a song about saying what you need to say to someone you care about, which can be really hard, whether it's in a relationship or family dynamic or whatever it is. It's related so differently to so many people. But just about courage, really, is the story of it. So I wrote the song, went into the studio after many, many years of editing it, and then released it. It was actually its 1 year songanniversary, as I like
know.
To call it.
That's why I wanted to play yesterday. It today, because we got to celebrate your
Yay!
Debut hit single, and it's an award-winning single for you, so it's pretty special as your debut. And that's Speak Out. We're going to play it right now. Here is Kaya Gamble with her debut single, Speak Out, here on Music's Journey.
I wish I could be with you every second of every day, but that's not how it works around here. Your smile, it lifts me up, keeps me going, but I can never show it. Will you say yay? Will you say nay? Will you say thanks, but I'm okay? Will you say go away? Will you say stay? Will you say yes? Will you say no? Will you say why don't you just go? And then I'll be all alone. I can't seem to get the words out of my head and into the air between us. Now it's just a moment of fear and trust. Will you say yay? Will you say nay? Will you say thanks, but I'm okay? Will you say go? Speak out. seems so long for you, but I've waited too long to tell you. That's why I wrote this song for you. I don't know how else to reach you. Will you say yay? Will you say nay? Will you say thanks, but I'm okay? Will you say yes? Will you say no? Will you say you? Why don't you just go?
This is the award-winning song you just heard, and it has changed lives, and it really, really is a special song, and people of all ages can relate to this one, and that was Speak Out by my very special guest, Kaya Gamble. You are incredible, and that's why I call you a ball of dynamite. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, and, you know, I still think about that comment constantly.
I hope you don't mind me calling you that. It's just,
Oh my gosh, of course, really. Yeah, call me that all you like. It's a very good thing to be called ball of dynamite. Why not?
All I have to do is just think of my conversations with you or play it back if I'm ever exhausted, and just play that back, and all of a sudden I got the energy right back.
Well, I think I'll have to do the same thing for when I'm ever tired too.
There you go. Always, you know, you can contact me anytime. We've discussed that before. And you can contact me anytime. And I will help out in any way I can. You have done such amazing, amazing things. You've recently had the chance to perform virtually for the Sydney Children's Hospital. Talk to us about that in Australia.
Yes. So that experience actually has just been life-changing, really. It's one of those pivotal moments where everything changes. I'm actually going back there tonight to perform for them all. It'll be my third time, which I'm very excited about. So I was invited by Ido Khan, who is also a guest performer at Kaya Live, to perform at the Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick, Australia, as a special guest for his organization, A Sound Life, which is benefiting from the show. So I was able to perform for these really sick kids and make a difference, even if only for, you know, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I got to talk with them. I even talked with a girl who was my age about music, because she loved music. So we got to talk about, you know, technique and everything. And I never would have thought I would have been talking about vocal technique with a patient there. But I connected with these kids one-on-one, and it was just remarkable, really. Such an honor. I was so humbled to have been asked, and so grateful that I am now, I don't know if it's official, but going to become an A Sound Life volunteer and go into the Sydney Children's Hospital.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Does not surprise me. Yeah,
so That's so cool. I think I was there 2 weeks ago, performed for some more kids there, and then I'm going back tonight, which I'm so excited about, because not only is A Sound Life amazing, but these kids are fighters. These kids are, you know, even though they're going through such hard things, they're so positive.
Resilient.
Smiles on their faces. Resilient, that's a great word. So to be able to be a part of these amazing, amazing, beautiful souls' lives, I'm so grateful for. So it's just been an experience I've been really grateful to have been a part of, and can't wait to be a part of more. It's just been amazing.
Wouldn't it be great to meet Keith Urban while you're out there? Just so much in the hospitals for people. And oh man, it'd be so great for the two of you. He's my favorite singer. Yes.
No way. That's
yes,
awesome.
He is. He is one of my faves. He is like the top of my list. If yeah.
Oh.
If you look on my Now and Then magazine, if you look on that on Facebook, you can see mm-hmm. his well wishes to me when I got married.
Oh.
And
wait,
he is
what?
Just yeah. So he
what?
Sent a special message. He is such an amazing, amazing person. Yeah. And
that
he's just got the
crazy.
Heart of gold. Yeah. Very cool.
Oh,
and I cannot wait.
Gosh.
Cannot wait if you ever get the chance to meet him. And he will just love you to death. He would just be so inspired by your story. Really inspired.
Oh, well, I still can't get over that. That's amazing. but so that's awesome. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to. Keith Urban has always just been someone. He seems so grounded.
Oh, beyond. And he just cares so much about the people. He cares so much about everybody. Mm-hmm. And he's just one of those people that have always stayed humble. And he has just mm-hmm. been one of the most inspiring mentors for so many. And he stays behind at every concert. It doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine. He will stand out there in the pouring rain, and he will continue to play until, you know, just the last of the people are heading out. And he'll send the rest
wow.
of the band in if they don't want to, you know, continue playing. He stays out there and plays acoustic. It's just who he is. He's just an amazing,
that's
amazing performer.
Remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've never been really so interested in him before. I love his music, but I'm really gonna have to dive deeper into his music, because he just seems like an amazing, amazing person.
Well, you gotta watch his documentary too. If you
ooh,
watch his documentary,
is it on Netflix?
No,
but it's somewhere. I'll find it.
Yeah, because his personal story is pretty remarkable, and to who he is just yeah, it's mind blowing to me. I have such mad respect for him. Really great respect for him.
Well, I'm really excited to watch that documentary now.
Yeah, you have to watch that one. Do you have time for a few burning questions?
Yes. Okay, this is what I was waiting for. I love these burning questions. All right, hit them at me, Kim. I am ready to go.
Ready. Well, let me see, because I didn't write any out this time. So let me just come off the top of my head here. If you could have an instrument by any artist, own it, be able to play on it, knowing that they touched that instrument, one of your icons, past or present, who would it be and why?
Oh my God. Okay. That is a difficult question. I mean, I was going to say U2, but we already have a signed guitar from them. They've never played on it before.
Gee.
But it's signed. I know, crazy, right? It was my
wow.
My mom is obsessed with U2. So she got it for her birthday. I'm just trying to think of maybe
piano, like Alicia Keys piano,
yeah,
or something.
Maybe a piano that was either played by Lady Gaga, because
ooh,
she's remarkable. Or a piano played by Ben Platt, because, you know, I don't know why, I've just been really inspired by him lately. I just watched his, that's another thing worth watching, is his concert at Radio City Music Hall. It's just on Netflix. It's remarkable. So
I'll
to be
to
able to have
that.
A mm-hmm. piano by either, played by either Ben or Lady Gaga would probably be my top. And I'd say Lady Gaga just because, I mean, why not Lady Gaga? She's amazing. And such an awesome player too. Like, many people don't really know that I didn't know she played piano.
Oh, good God,
but
yes.
I always
yes.
love her performances when it's just her at the piano. So I'd love one of hers. That would be just amazing. So yeah, that's your answer.
There
for that
we
one.
Go. Okay. Your
okay,
favorite
yes.
childhood memory with your father, and then we'll do your favorite childhood memory with your mom. When you cherish
great
the most.
Ones. Again, there's so many, but I do love, I absolutely loved the time where it was my birthday. I want to say not last year. Yeah. So 2 years ago, when COVID was not COVID. And my dad bought us both Waitress tickets to go see Waitress. So we went to go see Waitress, just the two of us. It was one of my favorite moments with him. It's just been great. But I mean, my dad's amazing. I've just had so many awesome memories with him, but I'd have to say that's the one that comes to mind immediately.
Nice. Very nice. And then, now your mom.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, there's so many with her too. I'd have to say it was when I was having, this was like in the middle of the pandemic. I was having a really rough time getting the grip on COVID, and I was just really, I think I was really angry just with everybody, who was mostly just the fact that my mom had to go out there and fight COVID, and so many people just sort of didn't care in a way, which I'd say was valid feelings. So she said, all right, we're gonna go. We were at our cabin, so we left. Like, my dad and my sister were down at the lake with some at the bottom of the lake with some neighbors. And my mom just like, tell your vocal coach that we can't come today. We're going, and we're gonna go downtown, and we're gonna do some fun stuff. So nice. We went, and she said it reminds me of the time when Taylor Swift and her mom used to go and do stuff like that. It was very fun. Nice. So, you know, we went, and that's actually where we found my outfit that I wore for Kye Live. It was a very spur of the moment thing, but if we hadn't had gone, then I never would have found that outfit. And there was one time when we went to go get haircuts, and then we blasted my, now it's about to be released, but unreleased song out the radio, and ate Indian food, and she was like, this is my Gilmore Girls sort of moment, because apparently they did that in one episode. But honestly, I could keep listing memories that I've had with my parents, just because they've been so influential in me being who I am, and just, they're just amazing. So, I mean, those are some that
God love them, and we are so grateful for both of them and all that they've done, you know, for so many people out in the West Coast. You know, pretty inspirational they are too, very much so. Favorite board game to play or game at Christmas?
At Christmas. Okay, well, this is sort of around Christmas. Every New Year's, it's sort of become a tradition now. We always play Clue. Like, it's something that we've always done. It's just, I love those sort of murder mystery style games. So, yeah, Clue is definitely my favorite to play, just whether it's any time of year, but especially around the Christmas season and around New Year's. I'm curious, what's yours? I always love finding out about new board games or something. Do you have one?
The board games I'm not so up on. I play Euchre a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I used to play Euchre with my entire family. So every Christmas, you know, right as soon as dinner was removed off the table, everybody would get their deck of cards because it was a huge family. So we would all play. And it's just something that's been a tradition since I was 9 years old. So it's something I love to do. My dad used to build, or like he used to make a rink. Like, we couldn't afford a lot because there was a lot of us. And so we always had one present that was for all of us kids. But then my dad would spend so much time setting up the music in the night before. So we would all be dancing in the living room, and just, you know, he would always pull out the music, and then he would paint on the window. And he would paint candles with the holly and the berries and a beautiful message. Because my dad always thought, if somebody's walking by and they're just down and may not have anywhere to go, that they would see the light and have some hope. And so my dad always did that. So that's when I created my show that was called Show Me the Way Home. And it was
a combination.
So, but you know, it was just always special time. And he would build the skating rink at the back, so we always were outside, either tobogganing or, you know, my dad was out there with us. And it was just memories that I'll always cherish, because he was always a hands-on dad, and it was really important to me. And I've lost them both, because I lost my mom this year too.
So, I know, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough time of year, but you know, it's just those memories are the legacy. And, you know, everything that they thought and believed in, and they helped so many foster kids, you know, 40 foster children on top of all that they had. Yeah.
So remarkable. That really is. Special. I mean, every time I talk to you, I learn more about you and your family, and it just continues to blow my mind. And I'm like, what? Because that's not normal.
No,
that's not normal, not at all. By any means. That's remarkable and incredible. And I applaud you, and I applaud your dad and your mom for contributing the way they have.
Well, I'm just so grateful, you know, that they had that focus and always being able to give back. And my dad opened up the door to anybody that needed the help. And he had a lot of teens that came in too that needed help. And he always had, you know, that amazing wisdom. And that was just something that I really loved about my father. Really amazing. What is your favorite Christmas dessert?
Favorite Christmas dessert? I love gingerbread cookies. It's very basic, but I'm a gingerbread girl. I love making it. Even though, you know, it's time consuming and everything, I just love making it and, you know, having gingerbread. It's just always been something that's so Christmassy. And I just
I love ginger cookies. I love ginger cookies, period.
Amazing.
Love, love, love.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas movie?
That is so tough. Okay, I'm going to have to say Elf. It's such a classic.
It's mine too. One of mine.
And
well, it's
Will
one of mine.
Ferrell? Yeah. Oh, he's hilarious.
You have to watch it every year. It's just like, it just, if you need a laugh, that's one of them. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the other one that I absolutely love. Yeah. And I watched Scrooge.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Scrooge.
You have not seen
what's
that?
It called again?
It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I have not watched it.
It's a staple for a watch, must watch at Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a movie that we're watching tonight. Great.
There we go. Miss that one. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's really, really funny. It's really good. Now, let's see. If you could have one gift that you could give to your parents, what would it be?
One gift I could give to them. Well, I mean, whatever makes them happy, really. They've worked their whole lives they've just been the ultimate staple of working hard and being dedicated. So for them, whatever makes them happiest, really, whatever can give them the most sense of joy. And I know that's a very general thing.
Not really, no, because it's nice that you're not saying something, you know, that's material. Like you're kind of talking like, you know, remove the stress and give them the peace, you know, for working so hard.
I was just about to say, I don't know if there's anything material that can capture that. I just say whatever can make them just feel at utmost peace and calm and comfort. I'd be really, that would be the greatest gift I could give them.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
I mean, gingerbread cookies are sort of cookies, but trying to think of other cookies. I made these sugar cookies, and then I made this icing and put candy canes like inside the cookie and then sprinkle some on top.
I need to be at your house.
Well, I think I told you last time I very much love baking. So
me too.
Those sort of like candy cane sugar cookies. Probably my second favorite to gingerbread, but I thought I had to pick something that other wasn't gingerbread because I already said that. So
cool. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. And I know you got new music coming out, so tell us quickly about that.
Yes, I do. So you can expect another single coming out around February and maybe even a music video in January. But you're just going to have to...
you're going to come back on the show.
I'm going to have to come back on the show. See? And to anyone who's listening...
She's not giving me any tidbits, people. She's going to... Nope, she's not going to give me nothing.
But,
you do that way too well. Normally, I can squeak something out of people. I'm normally able to do that. You're a tough one to crack. Huh.
I know. Well, I'm
work
been
on my
like...
skills till the next time I talk to you.
But yes, I mean, if you want to learn more about it, I know I'm doing it again, but this has just been because it's
Facebook
so hard for
and
me
Instagram.
To talk about myself. And my Instagram is Kaya Gamble Official. Yes. Please reach out to me because I'd love to connect. Anyways.
Well, make sure you do me a favor and give your parents a great big hug for me. And a great big hug to you, my friend. I am so excited for you and everything that is happening in your life right now. You are a complete rising star.
Hugs to you as well, Kim.
Complete rising star in more ways than one, emotionally, as a person, and what you're doing in your music. So I really appreciate you more than you know.
Oh, the feeling's mutual, Kim.
Oh, well, you hang in there. Have a wonderful holiday. And,
you too.
And make some amazing memories, and I'll keep an eye out, and I'll just keep tabs and see how you're doing for Christmas.
Yes,
I'd love
totally.
To see
Let's
some
keep
photos.
In touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, honey, you take care, and I will talk to you in January, February. Merry Christmas to you and to your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well. It was so awesome talking to you.
Oh, you, a big, big hug. If I could give you one, I would.
Same.
Okay. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Kaya Gamble, for coming on the show. Her star is going to keep on rising, and I can't wait to see what is in store for her and what's in store for us in February and January with her new music coming out. I have some great shows coming up. I will be interviewing Taming Sari, Lemon Cash, Corey Marks, rock band Weapons. Annika is going to be on, who you were just talking about in this interview, so she's an amazing country artist. We have Kira Lynn, voice winner Jake Hoot, FKB, Jamie Warren, The Washboard Union, and so many more. I've got a very special Christmas show that's coming up on December 21st, so I hope that you can join me here on Music's Journey. I'll be playing some of the great new Christmas songs by artists from all over the world and some of your all-time favorite classics in my two-hour special, so don't forget to tune in on December 21st. Don't forget to check out all of my podcasts at musicsjourney.com for more about the artists and the interviews that you do not want to miss. You can also check out the articles that I write with all the artists that you know and love, with all of their latest music videos and reviews, and so much more at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you next time here on Music's Journey.
I was always a dreamer, just never was a believer. Happy ending. So never really meant for me. I know that I'm not a princess, but I couldn't care less. 'Cause you showed me I don't need a white horse. Fairy tales aren't what they see. 'Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands of time. I was looking for it, but I was so blind, and I ain't gonna question why. Just live in the moment. Give you my heart if you'll hold it. And it might not last, but I like falling fast. Something about you just feels right. 'Cause you put the stars in that sky, and you can stop the hands of time. I was looking for it, but I was so blind, and I ain't gonna question why. Time. Why was I blind?